Entire Mission Viejo City Council up for election in November. In November, Mission Viejo voters will decide the fates of all 5 members of the city council. That stems from legal wrangling that forced the city to switch from 5, at-large, seats in which candidates run citywide, to a system made up of 5 separate districts. A 2018 lawsuit by the Southwest Voter Registration and Education Project contended the at-large system disenfranchised Latino voters and violated the California Voting Rights Act. Councilors Ed Sachs, Greg Raths, and Mayor Wendy Bucknam already were slated for re-election races because their 4-year terms were up. Those seats originally were 2 years, then extended to 4 years to accommodate the new system. But under the new arrangement, Councilors Trish Kelly and Brian Goodell, elected to 2-year terms in 2020, originally were slated to next appear before voters in 2024, while continuing as at-large councilors. But the legal settlement put them on this November's ballot. Because of that, the council decided to default to the city's standard 4-year term lengths, City Attorney Bill Curley said at the July 12 council meeting. The matter of staggering terms, Curley said, will be left to the new council after its members are elected in November. Because we're only 3 or 4 months away from the election, it's typical of an outgoing council to leave such substantive matters to the incoming council, Curley said. But we will follow all 5 pursuant to the 4-year code, and we will put together options for the ordinance amendments to restart staggering, and that will be done under the control of the post-November council. We want to do it properly, pursuant to careful, thoughtful ordinance. In a statement following the July 12 council meeting, Michael Schlesinger, a Mission Viejo resident who sued the city arguing councilors Trish Kelly and Brian Goodell should also appear on the ballot, said he was thankful to Schwarm for his decision. I was in shock when the city council extended the terms of Mr. Goodell and Ms. Kelly for 2 years without voter approval, Schlesinger said. I thought actions like this in taking away voting rights only occurred in dictatorship. It took Judge Schwarm's court order and public outcry to force the city to grant me and my fellow citizens the right to vote, and I am very thankful. As we have learned recently, democracy is a very fragile thing, and you constantly have to fight to preserve it.